Blog Talk Radio.
I hold it down like a Snapchat, go over your head like a snapback, uploaded a pic, double tap that, and your flow so old, granddad.
Bruh.
It's just banter.
Yeah.
I'm way too much like a black cab.
I boss.
What you Snapchatting in the club for? Just dance, man. Like, yo, fam, alarm. Yo, fam, yo, fam, alarm. Ain't no girl better than. I'm on the roads, caravan. Let me do this fast, Ramadan. Cause it's going down, avalanche. I'ma keep it short, paragraph. Queen Nisha, my reign, and a rack. Cause you're off Israel, Nazareth. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, oh, Jesus. A couple of snaky friends, just Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
And there's no debate on who's better.
Come on.
I turn a man to a girl like Bruce Jenner. Shout down the dance like brrrr. Me run down the dance like brrrr. I be the one they love, I be the don. They know where I'm from, 01 to the 21. Yo, brethren, where is your hairline gone? I can't believe it, I can't believe the cheek. Some girls wake up and don't even brush their teeth. That's a dead thing. That's a bad breath take.
Morning.
How could you talk my name when you ain't even brushed your teeth?
Never brush your
teeth. Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Never brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your
teeth. Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush
your teeth.
Brush
your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Bars cold like a TikTok. You've got a pot belly like Rick Ross. Stiff gal, do the TikTok. Big mouth gal, where your lips gone?
Where?
I ain't got time to be TikTok.
No.
But I got a new wristwatch. Let's go toe to toe, flip flop. I make the crowd jump like crisscross.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a dark skin friend that looks like Rachel Dozel.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a light skin friend that looks like Rachel Dozel.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's which? Not sure.
Nah.
Them yellow clapped, encore. Don't think you're buff because you're wearing contour. Because I'll wipe your brows off.
Yeah.
I'll snatch your wig and your nails off.
Baffling.
I go blind, hands out. Like I'm at the nail shop.
Mm-hmm.
Look, these girls are bluffing. They really ain't on nothing.
Nah, man.
You can't do dirt on me.
Are you gonna go and get your cousin?
What? Everything in Rosie, I beg you not. I'll clean the teeth and set it off.
Yeah.
Then I bounce like a belly flop. Got one eye on your man. Set you up. Yeah, baby. I'm getting watched. Watch me like Netflix.
Yeah.
You go to the club, but you ain't got dough for your gas and electric.
Let's hit.
I can't believe it. I can't believe the cheek. Some man wake up and don't even brush their teeth. How could you do that? How could you even
speak?
How could you talk my name when you ain't even brushed your teeth?
Never brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Never brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your
teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your
teeth.
Queen speech for you now.
Brush your teeth.
Side for the way.
Brush your teeth.
Bang gang 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 gang.
Okay, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Breath Morning Show. I am your co-host, Lena J. I do apologize. I don't know why I can't talk. I just started and I can't even talk. So anyway, I do apologize for the beginning of the show. I was having a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm not really sure what's going on with my computer, but it's Friday, so I'm not going to let that stress me out. Oh, no. But welcome once again. My name is Lena J. I am your host, and this is the Morning Breath Morning Show. Finally, it's Friday, and it's getting chilly. Yes, I love it. It is finally getting cold. For all of you that love the summer, forget y'all. I love the winter. I love the cold. I love the snow. Not too much snow, but I love the snow. I love the cold, as long as it's not bitter cold. And the first day of fall was just a couple of days ago. I love it. I am enjoying this colder weather. The bugs are almost gone. The heat is gone. I just love it. But for everyone, the phone line is open. And the chat room is definitely open. So if you would like to call in and participate in the conversation, the phone number is 347-324-5717. And the chat room, like I said before, is open. Now, I am on Instagram and Facebook. Now, on the Facebook page, it is the Morning Breath Morning Show on Facebook. You guys go on. It's still new, you know, because I'm just now getting everything going with the page. So I don't really have any likes, so I want you guys to come in and, you know, just like the page and just come and join me. Also, I'm on Instagram, so I'm under Instagram as Ms., that's M-Z, Nina J., so definitely come and, you know, participate with my IG, as everybody call it. Now, this is a little scary for me. I was just watching a commercial that allows women to, you know, purchase bra and panty sets for a low, low price. So it's like, what is the name of that, that website that allows you to buy Shoe Dazzle or something like that. So it's something like that, but it's for bra and underwears. Now, when I first saw the commercial, I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. Let me try that, you know, because some of their underwear they were showing on TV were, you know, pretty. So I was like, you know, that's a good idea. But then when I saw the commercial again today, you know, they announced that you can return the bras and panties at no extra charge. I'm like, ooh, no, wait a minute. If some other chick wore it and you guys restock it and you ship it back out to me, that's nasty. No. So I've decided not to use this website, and I wish I could remember the name of it. I don't even think I would give it to y'all anyway. But definitely I would not buy anything from them if they say that they will take the bras and panties back. So basically, if I want to buy something that looks really, really cute for one occasion, you know, trying to get freaky with your man or whatever, and then, you know, you're like, okay, well, I don't want these anymore. I was just using it for that one occasion. Oh, I can ship it back and get my money back. That's nasty. That's really, really nasty. So, no, I'm not going to buy from them. No, 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 no. And as you guys know, this is October. It is October the 2nd, and it is the Breast Awareness Month. So if you guys have any stories as far as that is concerned, definitely, you know, call in and share your stories or come into the chat room, share your stories. I haven't really directly dealt with it. And my grandmother, she had breast cancer. She had one of her breasts removed, but I never got a chance to meet my grandmother because, of course, my mom, you know, she didn't like my dad, so the whole thing, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to get into the family history, but didn't get a chance to meet my grandmother, so found out later after she passed that she did have breast cancer and, her, you know, had one of her breasts removed, which is kind of scary for me. So now I have to make sure that I keep up on my exams, which I have not had one yet. So, yeah. I know. I'm going to get one pretty soon. And a friend of mine, she also had a scare with breast cancer, but she didn't, you know, end up having cancer. I guess it was benign, and she's good. But the thing with her is that she has to keep up on her exams, and she was telling me how she has to, you know, go 3 to 4 times a year to get her breast exam, and that sounds really scary. Another thing that's happening this month is Domestic Violence Month. Definitely have some connection with that as far as my mom and her situation, but I'm not going to get into that. That's on her. I've never personally had that situation. I've come from a long line of strong women, so we fight back. So that's why I don't understand how my mom is in her situation, because the rest of the people in my family, we fight back. It got to the point where my grandmother, you know, my grandmother, she was fighting her boyfriends and her husband. And my auntie, she pushed her husband down the steps. She's, you know, beating him up and everything. So, I mean, I come from a long line of strong women that fight back. But for those women that, you know, that don't fight back, they end up in a situation to where, you know, domestic violence happens. And that's so sad. And I have come across a lot of women, you know, that have been abused. And you would actually be surprised. Some of these women, the one woman that I came across, she didn't seem like she was the type to get bullied. to me, it didn't seem like it. And you really can't judge people by the way that they look, you know, because you don't know what's going on with them mentally. Now, this girl, she had to be at least 6 feet tall. You know, she's 6 feet tall. She definitely over 200 pounds. So, I mean, when you see her, it's like, really? You know, and she has this persona, like she's a bully, you know, and I guess that's comes from the fact that, you know, she's been bullied by men, so she bullies on women. And she was definitely a bully. There was another girl that was in a situation as well where she was being abused, and this other girl bullied her. And it was amazing, like, how can you bully her? And you were just, you know, you were in a domestic violence situation with your boyfriend. And, you know, you're 6 feet, 200 pounds, over 200 pounds, and he's bullying you. So you really can't judge, you know, a book by its cover. So, but definitely a shout out to all the women for breast care awareness. Definitely we will all pray for you guys that are dealing with that or anyone that you know or love that's dealing with that. And everyone in a domestic relationship situation, definitely praying for you guys, hoping that you guys have the strength to get out of your situation. So what I'm going to do real quick, you guys, I'm going to take a quick commercial. Oh, someone asked me why I say I'll be back in two and two. Now, if you guys have seen The Dating Game with Chuck Woolery, that's what he says before he, you know, goes to commercial. He'll be back in two and two. So that means 2 minutes and 2 seconds. So I like to say it because it sounds fun. I'll be back in two and two. It sounds fun to say. I don't know. I'm crazy. I'm weird. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with you guys.
Call it. All I know is I had to step up. Beat it up, cut the chase, go in for first place before the mother cats try to get ya. Moving, I'm hip, killing me with every dip, girl. You about to get a tip, you and I. But what's that go down as you turn me down? But this time around,
hey,
I'm down to you.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh,
baby, what you getting to do? I don't know what your name is or who you came with, but I ain't even without
your claim to fame, and girl, I ain't leaving without you, no. I want your body, yeah. Oh, what you drink, what you sip, I got the next round. Martini and goose now, tell me what's up. Conversation, my eyes is having with your thighs. Don't get me out of line, they better shut up. You're moving on the hips, killing me with every tip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. The worst that goes down is you turn me down. You're feeling your boy now, so I doubt it, shorty.
Hey, how you doing?
Baby, what you getting into? I don't know what your name is or who you came with. Body that shape is your claim to fame, and girl, I ain't leaving without you. No, I want your body, your body. Oh yeah, hey. I want your body. Fit your love, with what you love to get to know you better. Let's go somewhere, anywhere, I don't care, long as we can ride together. One more sip, wet your lips, we can dip. I slip that tip to violate. Yours up full halogen, yep, she modeling. I just have to say, hey. Up. need to let me fill that up. You know I'm trying to see what's up with you. Hey, and I ain't thinking about you, man. He should have held you by the hand. Cause I'm your number one fan. I ain't in it without you.
How you doing? welcome to everyone listening in the chat room and everyone listening on the phone lines. I am your host, Lena J, and this is Morning Breath Morning Show. How you doing? I can't say it as good as Wendy Williams because I'm not Wendy Williams. I'm 100% man. But anyway, no shade. But have you guys watched Dancing with the Stars? They have Kim Zolciak Bierman on the show. Well, they had Kim on the show. She had to, she was forced to withdraw from the show because of her her medical situation. And Wendy Williams, she tried to say that Kim, she faked having a stroke just so she can get out of it. So I thought that was, you know, really insensitive for Wendy to say. All of the things that Wendy has said, I really don't agree with her. I think she's pretty much a bully, a verbal bully, and I don't like bullies. I don't care for bullies, and that's what basically what she is. And when she stated that Kim, you know, did this on purpose, that she faked a stroke, that was a low blow. Definitely a low blow. So she, I feel that she owes Kim a huge apology, but I doubt if she gets it. But anyway, like I said, phone lines are open, chat room is open, call in number is 347-324-5717. I do apologize. I think I'm getting a call with you guys. Anyway, McDonald's, I think next week, around October the 7th, I have to check my date, but McDonald's, they will be serving breakfast all day. Can you believe that? So you can get some hash browns at 7 o'clock at night, or you can get some hash browns at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's what I'm talking about. Breakfast all day? Oh, yeah, that's what's up. And also, I wanted to talk about Serena Williams. So you guys know that I'm all over the place when I do this, so, you know, just kind of stick with me here. Now, Serena Williams, she stated that she's actually done for the year. She said with, you know, her loss in the U.S. Open and with her injuries, she's done for the year. So, I mean, she did a very good job. I really don't follow tennis. I really don't follow Serena. But, you know, I can understand that with injuries, you're not putting your all into it. You can't put your all into it because of your injuries. So, you know, with her losing and her injuries, you know, it's more common sense for her to kind of, you know, take care of herself. You know, she's more important than her, you know, going out winning, you know, these tournaments and stuff. So definitely thumbs up, kudos to Serena for listening to her body and, you know, and taking a break. So she has taken the rest of the year off. And speaking of some crazy stuff, now, there is an app called Peoples, okay? I think it's P-E-E-P-L-E, something like that. There's an app, it's called People. And on this app, what you can do is you can create a profile for yourself, okay? And if you have the phone number for someone else, then you can create a profile for this other person that you have their phone number. Now, you can review this, well, you can give this person reviews, people can give you reviews, and if someone that you know, they have your phone number and they put you on this app, you are not allowed to opt out, and that's crazy to me. So if someone comes on, you know, if someone logs into their account and they say, oh, this person is horrible, this person stinks, this person is, you know, the worst person in the world, you cannot log on to this app if you're not part of it. If I mean, regardless, you cannot log onto the app, you know, pull up your information on you that somebody else created and, you know, kind of delete the profile. This website, this app will not allow you to opt out if someone adds you to it. So definitely, I mean, I don't think that, you know, this app should be available to anyone. So what I'm going to do now is I do have someone on the phone. It's probably my boy D. So I'm going to bring D in here real quick to see what he thinks about this whole situation, about this app. D, what's up?
What's percolating? What's happening? How you doing?
I'm good. How you be? How you be?
I be is what I be. That's all I can tell you. Oh, my God. I feel like right now some people going to be changing their phone number real quick.
Right. I mean, and I thought it was so crazy because I'm listening to it, and I'm like, okay, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to create profiles with ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, and, you know, saying
oh,
all
God.
This stuff. Right. So, I was like, okay, and I'm thinking to myself, while they're, you know, talking about this app, I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, the person can actually, you know, go and delete their own profile that was created by someone else. And then as soon as I thought that, as soon as it came up into my head, they were like, it doesn't matter. You cannot opt mm-hmm. out of this. So if someone creates a profile with your, as long as they have your phone number, they can create
yeah.
a profile for you. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like people will go in and they'll, you know, write reviews for you. Oh, yeah, I agree. This person is dumb. You can create a profile for an ex-boyfriend, have all your friends. You know what I'm saying? They can come and make all these horrible
wow.
comments and everything. Right. And it might be all your fault. You know, you might be, you know, kind of bitter and angry because he decided to move on and because you're crazy or vice versa. You know, but
mm-hmm.
you cannot go onto this app and say, okay, well, I want to opt out of this. I don't want to be on this website. I don't want to be on this
right.
app. And you're not permitted to do that. They won't allow you to opt out. And I said, that's crazy. Why are they able to do this?
That is invasion of privacy for one.
Yes.
Stalking, cyberbullying. Wow.
Right,
we
that
have,
is bullying.
And, you know, once you on there, you got to stay. I mean, come on. You can't
yes.
force me to do nothing. So all I can do is, if it ever happens, I got to change my number and I got to find out who put me on.
Right.
Because whoever put me on, I'm definitely not giving them my number again.
Right.
You know?
But see, once you're on, you're on. You can't opt out. You can't erase anything. So I guess they tried to put up some little disclaimer after they said that. They said that, you know, everything will be reviewed within 48 hours. Okay,
mm-hmm.
everything will be reviewed within 48 hours, but it's still on there. Anything that's
uh-huh.
negative should be on there. And then you should give people the option, hey, this is my phone number, and you're telling me I can't remove my own phone number from here? So they
right.
give people the option of saying, okay, well, my phone number is on this website. Let me go onto this website and let me, you know, remove this because I don't agree with any of this.
Wow,
you know,
that's kind
they're
of
giving
creepy.
People, right, they're giving people this little platform to be mean, you know, to put
mm-hmm.
people out there. And I really don't think it's fair.
Hell, that's what Facebook is for.
Well, Facebook, you can, you know, you can block people. You know what I'm saying? And
you
then
can block,
it's like
yeah.
if you yeah, and then on top of that, it's like if you come across someone that you know that they have stole your, you know, your pictures and things like that, you can go onto
mm-hmm.
Facebook and you can kind of report the profile, you can report the picture. Of course Facebook is gonna look at it and they're gonna remove it.
Right.
You know, depending on the situation, they will remove it. But with this app called Peoples, you're not able to opt out of it. You cannot say, hey, you know, this is my number, this information is incorrect, I need for you to remove it. They're not going to do that. They feel that everybody has a right to say what they want to say. But, hey, these are people that's using my information, you know, to
exactly.
throw shade at me.
It's not so much. I feel like you got a lot of people out there that want to hurt people. And this right here gives them the opportunity to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the lighter side of things, one, I can change my phone number that way. None of that matters. Even though I'm still up there, none of that matters. Now, mm-hmm. what's going to happen is you're going to have what we call class action lawsuits.
Exactly.
Guaranteed that this app will not be around long, or it will have to reconsider the way they doing business with
right.
this app. Because, like I said, you don't just make an app and then walk away from it.
Right, exactly.
You know. I'm like this. People need to get, I mean, this thing is, I mean, they got an app for everything. I mean, but
everything
this one right
thing,
here
but
could
this
be,
one is just a
this
platform
one could
to
be
a bullet.
Seriously, this could be seriously dangerous to people's lives.
Exactly.
We don't know people's mental statuses. You know, we don't
mm-hmm.
know what people are built for these days. So if your app has, you know, people getting bullied on this app, guess what? Somebody might not be able to take that type of pressure. And next thing
exactly.
you know, they in the bathroom, you know, cutting wrists in the tub or whatever.
Exactly.
But, so they definitely might want to reconsider all of that, because once a lawsuit is in full effect, it's off, it's on.
Right.
Man.
And I feel that they're going to be hit with a lawsuit, because you're allowing other people to use someone's information simply by their phone number, and they're not allowed to remove the information that was used with their phone number. They're definitely going
exactly.
to get hit with a lawsuit.
Exactly. I mean that goes against, I mean, giving out my phone number goes against everything. That's so old school, embedded in DNA. That's
mm-hmm.
like me giving your phone number out without your permission. Did we
right.
ever do what was it told when you got a phone in your house back in the day? Do not give out my phone number.
Exactly.
People that I want to have my phone number have my phone number.
Right. But see, you get to a point nowadays where you have people, they are so angry, so bitter, so hostile, that if you don't see eye to eye with someone that you were, you know, originally cool with, and you guys were friends, then, you know, there's people that play on people's phones, okay? And then
mm-hmm.
They'll recruit people to play on your phone as well. So they'll call
right.
their friend and say, oh, you know, here's his phone number. Call him and say this, or text him and say that. And they'll give it to another person, you know, and say, call this person and say this, text this person and say, you have a lot of petty people in the world, you know, and you don't know who you're going to be cool with one day and who's going to turn on you the next.
Right.
You know? So
exactly.
It's like, okay, you have my number, we're no longer cool, that's fine, but some people can't let it go. So if you have this app on your phone, all I got to do, if I'm not cool with you anymore and if I don't like you, if I want to be petty, I can just put your information onto this app, because I simply have your phone number, and all I got to do
mm-hmm.
is just, you know, put a whole bunch of negative stuff about you.
Exactly. And that, you know, there are a lot of petty people out there.
Right.
So, I don't even see this. I don't see this going good for that company or that person that invented this app. I mean, if you invented it for a I'm a tell on you type of deal,
mm-hmm.
the thing is, you don't know what you've done. You've basically opened the door, even though you might have put it on there so that let's just go here. Okay.
Right.
You met a man. You found out he was married. Okay. Now you broke things off. Now you want to put him on a national database of cheating spouses.
Right.
Right. They already had that for that Ashley Madison thing. People don't need
right.
I mean, really. You know, Right. You don't have to put nobody out there. It's all the information is already out there, you know, who cheats, who don't cheat, stuff like that. But now, right. you know, you got people that might get mad at folks and be like, okay, I got you. And, you know, put their information in. I know people like that. And I'd be like, wow, you really just going to throw somebody under the bus like that at, over something as trivial as y'all ain't together no more. Come on now.
Right. But see, the thing with the Ashley website is that people, you know, they willingly went onto this website to cheat.
Exactly.
You know, so that is different from, you know, someone having your phone number and putting you on this, you know, this website without your permission. That's completely different. So I think that this People's application, I'm going to let everybody that's listening know, it's called the People's application. It's P-E-E-P-L-E. Now, I think that, you know, there should be some sort of petition or something to kind of close this down. If you're not going to give people the option to opt out or give people the option to go on to this app and remove their information because someone else put it there out of, you know, spite, I think you should close this. I think you should take this down.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Because it's not a helpful app. It's more dangerous than it is anything else. But like
I
said,
it's more hurtful
the only
than
thing,
anything.
So let me ask you, once you are put in this app, okay, now, it's almost like you have to say, I don't care what people say about me. But once you are put in this app and your phone number is there, anytime somebody says something about you, does that trigger your number and say you have a message on said site or said app? Log in and see it. You know, like, is it, I mean, does it send a message to your phone or what?
That I have no idea, and that's a good question. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look into that because I want to actually continue this conversation for my Saturday show. But it's like I have no idea. All I know is that once she said that you are not permitted to opt out, that threw me off right there. That pissed me off right there.
Yeah. Did somebody throw you under the bus like that?
I have not. I mean, I'm going to go onto the website to see what it's all about, you know, to kind of just check it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not
going to
put my information on there, and I'm not going to put anyone else's information on there simply because I have the phone number. I mean, there are a lot of people, I do not like at this certain time, but it's not like I'm going to, you know, throw them under the bus or create some, you know, some profile for them and say, okay, well, this person is the worst person in the world. Who has time for that? If you are an adult with responsibilities and mentally, if you're an adult who has time for that? That is some childish stuff.
Yeah, very childish.
That is so super childish.
That's not even being a grown-up about the situation that, you know, about a situation.
Exactly.
You know. But, wow. I have to go. I got to throw something at you. And you're not going to like me because I didn't like the person that did it to me. Have you ever seen the movie Time Machine?
Time Machine, no.
Okay, you need to watch that movie to get your mind blown. There are some underground monsters that are in this movie. All I'm going to say is, look like Wendy Williams. I can't
lie
about this. I am dead serious. I think it's called a Moloch or something like that. But when you see it, you're going to be like, I don't like this right now. I don't like this at all. Because when my man did it to me and I was watching it, all I could see was like all these Wendy Williams running across the screen. I'm like, this just totally ruined the movie for me, you know.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, when I say they look, you can do a side-by-side imaging, and it's like pretty doggone bad. So be ready to be like, okay, look up Time Machine and then look at the monsters from Time Machine and then think about Wendy Williams or even put a picture beside it and be like, wow.
Okay, I don't know why I'm having difficulties right now, but on that note, I'm going to check out that movie that Dee was telling me to watch, and I want to actually continue discussion tomorrow, so you guys, you can come and listen to the show tomorrow around the same time, about 10:30, and I will title the show Morning Breath Morning Show. And I want you guys to come and participate in this this conversation about this app. And I will research it and do a little bit, you know, more investigating when it comes to this app. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to close out the show. I want to thank everyone that popped in, popped out. Thank you for Brenda for being in the chat room, you know, communicating with me as well. And also Dee was on the phone line. And I hope I will see you guys tomorrow. And remember, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And just know that everything is going to be all right.
This world's a crazy place, filled with such misery. I wipe teardrops from my face. My wife's mama's having problems. My child is having problems. Don't know how I can solve them. Now, money won't change my life, but it will make things better. Sometimes we need a struggle to reach for something better. I take charge of your own life. You may not understand me, but I'm trying to save my family. Baby, don't you cry. Everything's gonna be alright. I know we can make it through this. Don't let go, hold on tight. Precious body.